You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Friday night.
Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
How many original members of Guns N' Roses can you name?
Axl, Slash, Duff.
Two more.
I don't know. Which are the other ones?
Izzy.
Oh, yeah, Izzy, yeah.
And?
Oh, man.
Ah, D-Mac.
Ah, Lee, man, there is one more dude. Ah, who is it? You said Duff. Oh, Matt, the drummer.
Okay.
He was the original drummer, and then they kicked him out. Oh, was it Matt? I might be wrong on that. But they did kick him out for another guy who was with the band for a long time, bald dude. Ah, gosh darn it. Look up the original drummer of Guns N' Roses for me. Had a wicked heroin problem. They kicked him right out. But, I mean,
Guns N' Roses were on top of the world for a while.
Dude.
They were the best rock band in the world.
You do not get better or... Oh, they were great. Steve Adler. I think Matt... Look it up. I bet the guy who took over Adler was Matt something. Look it up. Please look it up. Look it up. Don't just stare at me. Look it up. That something is...
Do it!
What they say I got... And then I'm
fighting. You know what I love? Why I love Guns N' Roses?
Why?
Because I could actually play the drums to this song. It's not very sophisticated. Matt Sorum. Yeah, like... The drum playing in Guns N' Roses is
pretty basic.
So basic. But I loved it. Loved it. Who doesn't love that? You need a whistle, though. Your idea for quarterbacks is so awesome. Actually, it did kind of happen. So it goes to a failed trope of the NFL, meaning... If we pull you out of a game, we're going to destroy your confidence. And it always blew me away that apparently at every other position, you could be replaced at the drop of a hat for any reason, and you would be expected to perform the next week. But at quarterback, you can't do that. You want to address that?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a quarterback and you get benched and that destroys your confidence, then you're not the quarterback for us. Then you're not mentally tough enough to do it. I mean, you have to look, football is about adversity. It's about overcoming a lot of crap, pain, failure. I mean, the guys on the other side of the ball are getting paid too. Those guys are really good too. You can't win every matchup. Sometimes you're going to end up on your butt and you're going to have to go watch it on film. And sometimes you're going to have a bad game or a bad day. Sometimes your coach is going to yell at you. And yes, sometimes you might get benched. Every other position on the field that happens for some reason, quarterbacks, we get skittish about benching our quarterbacks, but I don't think that should be the case. And I think for a young quarterback who's not playing well, it's good to bench him. Drew Locke was struggling earlier in the year, and there was a discussion about whether or not he should be benched.
Should have been benched.
He should have been benched.
And you put in Rippon.
Yeah.
That's it.
Absolutely. You know, and who knows what happens after that? Let's see.
Who cares? Yeah. I mean, well, let's see. Not who cares, but yes.
Let's see. Either way, Drew Locke is going to learn from that more than getting to stay in there and play like crap the rest of the game.
And if he can't mentally handle it, he's not your guy anyways. And by the way, that's exactly what happened to Paxton Lynch in the game against the Raiders. He was hurt. He came back. He got a chance to start. And he got hurt again. And then he went over to the bench and cried, which I'm not against crying. Crying's okay.
Nah, you don't want to be crying on the bench if you get benched.
Right. Because you might be hurt and you cry. That could happen. I mean, you can't help it.
Because you're devastated from being hurt?
No, you're physically hurt.
You don't cry when you're physically hurt. on a football field because your adrenaline's going too much. The tears that, a player cries when he gets hurt is devastation because his season's over and he knows it.
Dak Prescott, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. It's not like, oh, it hurts really bad.
Paxton Lynch went over to the bench, cried, but the worst indictment is he didn't get off the bench to go just be there for his teammates and Trevor Siemian, who went back in the game and actually gave the Broncos a significant chance to win that game. If it wasn't for Brendan Langley, who was a receiver playing cornerback, who was forced to play cornerback because Aqib Talib stupidly got himself kicked out of the game for yanking on Crabtree's chain again.
That's a pretty cool memory, though.
Of me?
No!
Oh, of what?
Of the chain being yanked off in the middle of the game.
It was fine one time. He did it again. He got himself kicked out of the game. Brendan Langley, another terrible draft pick, who seriously was a receiver, and they turned him into a cornerback, and then they later gave him another shot as being a receiver. Ridiculous. Played terribly, and the Raiders were able to get the win. But Paxton Lynch, this is when I knew he was done. When he didn't just come over to the sideline or be there for his team that was making a comeback at that point. He was done. And he was by himself. His team didn't rally around him. And it was over. I mean, it was done. That was it. And it was it. And Paxton Lynch has never had a, you know, he's had actually other chances. He's never rallied. So he wasn't your guy. Like, you learned right then and there, that's not our guy. I mean, sucks. Drew Locke's never had a moment. I'm telling you, man, if Drew Locke had been replaced in the game, he would have been there. He would have been attentive to what's going on. And I guarantee you, he would have been as competitive as hell the next day he had a chance to compete back at practice. I guarantee you, because that's who he is. The reason why Drew Locke won't work out in the NFL will not have to do with his mental emotions, his ability, or any of that stuff. He might not work out for other reasons, who knows, but it won't be for those reasons. The dude is competitive. He's got fire. Sometimes you either got it or you don't. And some guys who have all those intangibles, Nate, they're lacking something else. Who knows? Brady Quinn was one of those guys. Great dude, intense competitor, tried his darndest to make it in the NFL. It just, you know, didn't work out. All right. That happens too, right?
Yeah. Look, I'm big on holding everybody on the roster to the same standard of play. If you start to let that slip on one position, like the quarterback,
right,
then it trickles down on everyone else. It's not a good look for the rest of the team. The rest of the team needs to know the quarterback's being held to the same standard as they are. And so I'm for benching a quarterback if he's not playing well.
Now, they did that in Miami, and they had a great season. They did a lot better than everybody thought. Unfortunately, some of Tua's teammates are kind of throwing him under the bus after the year's done. That's a little gutless, in my opinion. You know, that's
Tua?
Yeah, I think that's, you know.
Well, what's the report?
Well, they're not putting their names on it. They're ripping him. They say he's not NFL quality, you know, that sort of thing. I just think that's a little low class on their part.
Yeah, you know, sometimes they may be thinking they're talking off the record to a reporter they're friends with, and then next thing you know, that's the story.
Yeah, maybe.
So you never know how these stories come to light. Is there truth to that? Is there merit to Tua's inability?
Hey, man, listen, if he can't respond to it, okay, he's not the guy. I don't know. He had a great college career. Maybe he's not the guy. Who knows? But I love your concept, man. I love your concept. Now, if the Broncos get Matt Stafford in, it's done. First of all, they're going to have to be paying him, you know, $25 million more a year. I mean, you know, he's the starter. That's it. But if the Broncos bring in Tyrod Taylor, because I love Tyrod Taylor too, by the way, that would be my guy as well. Not Andy Dalton. It would be Tyrod Taylor. But they bring in Tyrod Taylor and Drew Locke's there. Hey, man, there's a competition. And I think Tyrod's going to compete, but I think he's going to support as well.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what happened with him, with the Chargers, and we got to see it if you watched Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
You saw it firsthand.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Great guy.
Very professional. Been around the league.
He absolutely could win the start. And if he's the better quarterback, then Drew Locke. All right, it's Tyrod Taylor. And then, Drew Locke was a second-round draft pick. Second-round draft picks don't work out all the time. And then you see what you do with Tyrod Taylor, and you make a decision from there. Because at 9, you're drafting probably, if you're lucky, the fourth quarterback taken, and maybe the fifth. In 2018, that would have been fine. In 2018, if you were taking the fifth quarterback taken, Nate, you just got yourself Lamar Jackson. This isn't 2018. Mac Jones, I don't know, he had a great season. He did. But he plays for Alabama, man. He has the best of everything out there.
Like Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, Judy's going to be fine, man.
He is going to be fine because he's an extraordinary athlete. He's got some head stuff that he's got to figure out for himself. But I think he will. I think Jerry Jeudy's going to have an extraordinary NFL career. I think he's just got too much talent to not.
His feet are not the problem. His legs are not the problem. It's his hands that are the problem. And so
you can work on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can work on it. It's not just catching the ball with his hands. It's stronger hands because the NFL is about hand fighting. Those guys are always getting their hands on you. And you saw Jerry Jeudy this year a couple of times coming out of his break, easily redirected by guys who were hand fighting with him.
Right.
So it's really about him. I want him to see him this offseason take some boxing, martial arts, get his hand speed up, get his hand-eye coordination better, his hand strength, and become a fighter out there. Because you get to the NFL, you realize it's hand fighting constantly. These guys are getting their hands all over you. And if you don't fight back with quick hands, you're going to get manhandled by them.
The game show sweeping the nation, Would You Rather, is next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Man.
Time to play Would You Rather, the game show that I believe is going to debut on ABC's Weekend of Games coming up next weekend. Or I could be completely wrong about that. We're waiting to hear from Ellen DeGeneres, but we hear she's a bit prickly. Richie, what do you got?
All right, D-Mac, Nate, would you rather see the Broncos trade up to number 3 in the draft to get a quarterback or trade their first round pick in a package for Matthew Stafford?
Oh, my God. I would so much rather trade up and take a quarterback at 3 than not have a first-round draft pick, because what the hell are we going to talk about for, like, weeks on end? In all honesty, I'm – listen, this is kind of anti-Drew Locke, and I don't mean to be anti-Drew Locke, but given this choice, I would rather get the quarterback. It sets you up for more success for a longer period of time. And if you're telling me at number 3, we're going to get Zach Wilson or Justin Fields, and I'll roll the dice with that.
Yeah, I would agree with D-Mac. I'd rather go. I'd rather trade up and get number 3 than get Matt Stafford here. I prefer the young blood.
I'll tell you this, man. Sitting there at 9 and not moving up at all and taking maybe the 4th or 5th quarterback, right, no good. If you can't aggressively move up this year, then you probably should wait. There'll be, I promise you this, there'll be another Mac Jones, Kyle Trask. Trey Lance is interesting. Have you seen Trey Lance at all?
No.
Ugh. I hesitate on Trey Lance because he might be a 6'3" Kyler Murray. And if Trey Lance is a 6'3" Kyler Murray, then that dude is going to be special. Spend some time looking at Trey Lance and let me know what you think.
Yeah,
I'm kind of undecided on it. But, dude, he's got some crazy tape out there.
Mm.
But he played at North Dakota State.
Still.
I know. I know.
Football's football, man.
And we know in the first couple of years, if you can move around and make plays and run, you can win games.
Yep.
And maybe the rest of it does click.
Yep.
All right, next.
Would you rather make Justin Simmons the highest paid safety in the league or use that money to bring back the supporting cast of other veterans like Von Miller, Jarrell Casey, A.J. Boye, and Shelby Harris?
Justin Simmons for me. I say that guy's a pillar of this team, and you got to keep him around.
I think he's the most important player to keep on your team in the past decade. That's how big re-signing Justin Simmons is to me. Because who else have we had to keep in the past decade? Seriously. Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, we kept them. Nothing. Von Miller, kept him. Nothing. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't important to have Von Miller in the first place. I'm talking about, and I'm not saying it wasn't important to keep Von. I just view Justin that valuable. Seriously, that's how big I think he is. For on the field and off the field reasons, if you want to set the right tone and culture of a team, start with Justin Simmons and go from there.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're talking about culture. We're talking about, you know, the locker room and rewarding people who do things the right way.
Yeah.
And he has done all of that. And I think it's important that the Broncos reward that.
By the way, it was pretty insane when you think about it that Justin Simmons played every snap of the final game. That meant nothing. And he's got everything on the line. And that, think about that. Did that occur to you as he was playing? Like,
no, because football players are all going to play every snap. But, I mean, no one's thinking like that, man.
But, I mean, he literally is the only guy who's played every snap for 3 years.
What's he going to do, pull himself out?
No, he's not. But
the coaches?
Well, if he's your future, if he's important for you.
They're trying to win that ball game, baby.
Okay.
It's football. You play to win the game.
I get it. Watch Aqib Talib's last snap with the Denver Broncos, and you tell me if he was playing to win the game as hard as he could.
Why? What'd he do?
Go take a peek at the Broncos. Oh,
how am I going to go watch his last snap?
On Game Pass on NFL. But anyway, let me just tell you. If you could see it, and there are ways, but if you can't see it, you will see a guy who was just flat out not trying.
Hmm.
And they did pull him after he played so pathetically early in the game. And his pathetic play led to an easy touchdown for the Chiefs, and they got him out of there.
Well, Justin...
Remember when Emmanuel Sanders rolled his ankle on one play a couple years ago? Remember that one? I'm friendly with Emmanuel these days. We chit-chat, believe it or not, still this day, but you really think he sprained his ankle?
Uh-huh.
Next.
Would you rather switch to make DirecTV your cable provider so you can watch the Nuggets and Avalanche or see the Broncos draft a khaki pants quarterback in April?
Oh my God, give that to me again. What's my first choice? Sorry.
Would you rather switch to DirecTV so that you can watch the Nuggets and
DirecTV, yeah. Yeah. I will lose it if George Payton drafts a quarterback in the second or third round. I will freaking... Fourth round is fine. I know Mike loves to, you know, take over the fourth round. I'm fine in the fourth round. If they take Kellen Mond in the fourth round, I'm okay with it. Second and third round are starters, Nate. Fourth round guys or special teams guys or who knows what. Second and third round are starters at other position. I will freaking lose my mind if that happens.
Wow. Yeah, I would go with the DirecTV because I've had DirecTV before. It's not horrible. I kind of like it. I would like to watch the Nuggets and the Avalanche. I don't really care much about the khaki pants theory.
Because it's stupid.
But yeah, I want to watch some Nuggets, man. But I have YouTube TV, actually.
I get it.
So, right. Anyway.
I know.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I mean. But yeah.
Oh, nice.
All right, anything else or are we done? That's it. I don't know if that's going to pass the audition for Ellen to be on ABC on Saturday nights. It might be on Nickelodeon. We got to be careful who does our pregame show.
Ellen DeGeneres, more like Ellen DeStingy, am I right?
She is not nice.
No.
Top 6 is next.